everybody. Welcome back to Real Good with Sarah Luke. I am, of course, today and always, your host, Sarah Luke. All right, guys, today I am actually recording solo. I have no co-host today. I have not done this yet, and I mean, I feel fine about it because this is honestly the original intention of my podcast, but I just haven't carried it out, so I am excited to dive into it. Let's be transparent. As creators, we all have our vulnerable points. And one of my vulnerable points is sometimes I have a hard time just doing it alone. I feel like I gotta have somebody with me. But I do everything else for this podcast alone. So it's only natural that I record alone as well. So that is what we are doing today. All right, guys, before I dive into the episode today, I just realized, you know, I haven't really taken a lot of time to just talk directly to y'all. You know, directly to the audience, aside from when I'm interacting with my guests. And we are coming up on, it's been a year since I started this podcast. So we are almost a year into Real Good with Sarah Luke. And what an amazing year it's been. You know, this podcast was, you know, was initially an outlet during quarantine. And I'm really proud of myself for the goals I've set with it and what I've done with it. And, you know, some days it's like, yeah, maybe I should have had more than 10 episodes done in a year, but I worked fucking hard to get these 10 episodes out, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm very proud for what else is to come. I've had so many life changes in the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, now I'm a freelancer, and I had a long-term assignment I was on. I was on my same job for 2.5 years, and that has ended, so now I have no job, and my sole income coming in is Real Good with Sarah Luke. And, you know, this podcast has not only been super fulfilling creatively, and it has not only, you know, helped and sparked some friendships in my life, but it also has allowed me to bring in a little bill money. And I think, you know, on my online stuff, I've told you guys that my goal for Real Good with Sarah Luke is to at least bring in enough money to cover my streaming and my internet. So that combined, everything is like $225 or $250. So my goal has always been to get at least $250 coming in. And so there, you know, there's several ways that you guys can help with that if you feel called. I'm getting my Patreon going. So when that is finalized, I will give you guys that information. That will have real good stuff, but that will also just be a general Sarah Luke Patreon. So you can see like my photo shoots, you can see my films, you know, other stuff I've done. That'll just be like a general place for me, but all of real good content will also live there. So there's going to be, you know, videos to go with the episodes. There'll be past episodes. There's going to be bloopers, behind the scenes stuff. That's all going to live in Patreon. But again, I'll give you all that information as it comes. And until then, I have been selling, I have been giving, with donations of at least $15, I've been giving totes. So I now have, I have tote bags, I have mugs, I have magnets, and, you know, those things are all available to you guys with donations. You know, ideally, creators would be paid for everything they create, and that's not really the case, but we are fortunate enough to create communities where we can support each other. And if you guys feel, you know, if you feel called, I would really appreciate it. I live in New York. I always need help. And yeah, so with that said, I don't know if you guys are new here. This is the official start. I'm gonna say this is the official start of season 2. We have 10 other episodes up from season 1, so you can always go back and listen to those. You can find those on Spotify. You can find those on Apple Podcasts. My podcast is hosted by Anchor, so you can find everything on anchor.fm/Sarah-Luke. Everything lives on Anchor. Again, anchor.fm/Sarah. So anchor.fm/Sarah-Luke. That's kind of hard to explain that address over this. So you can also go to my Instagram page, which is Real Good with Sarah Luke, and my personal Instagram page, SarahLuke25. And if you go to the bios, you can find links to Spotify. There are many ways you can help a young Black podcaster out. You can always donate on Venmo. My Venmo name is @Sarah-Luke. You know, y'all, is it dash or hyphen? I don't know. Just search for Sarah Luke on anything and you can find your girl. But yeah, I've been doing creative coaching, and you know, she was like, when I lost my job, she was like, this is just, you know, the time you have to rely on your community and, you know, ask for help if you need it. So that is me just saying, I need help always. If you're ever wondering, I wonder if Real Good with Sarah Luke needs a little financial help. We always need some help. Yeah. And with that said, let's get into the episode today. Guys, I'm recording solo today, and I am talking to y'all about TV and film. I'm just talking to y'all about what I'm watching right now. So I'm going to give you a little list of 10 things I've either just finished or I'm currently watching, because I'm asked all the time, Sarah, what's a good TV show? What should I watch? What's a good film right now? Like, what's something good to watch? So I'm giving y'all some things that I'm watching. Some of them are new and some of them are some old favorites that I'm just getting into. So we got a little bit of everything for everybody. All right, y'all. Now, remember, these are in no particular order. This first one is very random, but it has been giving me life. Okay, so I was a pretty big fan of The Hills. I like Laguna Beach. I love this city, but I fucking love The Hills. And I've watched it through at least 3 times. But Whitney Port from The Hills, who is definitely the best character from The Hills, who did not get her shine enough while she was on the show. She and her husband they make reaction videos to different shows. So they've done The Hills, they've done Laguna Beach, and they've done The City. So I just got through The Hills and I just finished it right now. Like, as I'm recording this episode for y'all, I just watched the last episode of their show. They go through all seasons of The Hills and they watch it and they react as they go, and it's just fucking delightful. Like, it's The Hills is good enough on its own, but with that added perspective of someone who was there, it's hilarious. And it's like the one person who wasn't a hot ass mess too. So I love Whitney. I love watching Whitney. I love The City. I'm gonna watch that one next. But like I said, they react to all the shows and they're just a delightful little couple. Her husband is, he's fucking funny. And he's sweet. It's like a sweet peek at their marriage. And I just love that her husband was an AP on The City when they met. So that's cute. But this show is fucking great, especially if you love The Hills. I don't really know what else I can say about it. It's pretty self-explanatory, but you could sit and watch 10 episodes of it, lose track of time, easy, no problem. It's fucking amazing. Y'all can find it on YouTube. It is just Google reacting to The Hills and start from the beginning and go. It's fucking amazing. Now, our next show, I'm sure many of you are already watching the next show that I'm going to bring up. But if you're not, Abbott Elementary is the most delightful show we've seen in ages. Like, this show is amazing. And I think the world is just in love with it. Like, I think everybody's falling in love with it. I keep having friends ask if I'm watching it. We are just loving this show. And you guys can watch Abbott Elementary on ABC Tuesdays, 9, 8 Central. Or you can, you can watch it on Hulu. And Quinta Brunson, we know her, you know, from her BuzzFeed fame. This is her show. And I feel like my friend made it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the feeling you get, because it's just fucking amazing. It's delightful. It's funny. It's cute. It's sweet. It's touching. I really like watching this show, like, before bed, because it just, like, ends the day on a really happy little optimistic sweet note. Yo, this show is fucking hilarious. The cast is amazing. And if it's not clear, the show is about an elementary school, and it is like mockumentary style. It's pretty much the same style as The Office. So I am a fucking sucker for mockumentary. It's just fucking perfect. Like, obviously, we love Quinta. We have Janelle James playing Ava, the principal, and she's just fucking hilarious. Tyler James Williams, who we know from Everybody Hates Chris, he's playing her little potential love interest. We'll see. Cheryl Lee Ralph, fucking legend. She's playing, you know, she's one of the other teachers on there. it's such a good ensemble cast because it's like, it's kind of unconventional. And of course, obviously, anytime we can see a show like this, you know, created by a Black woman, starring Black woman, I just love it. I love everything about this show. And I hope y'all are watching it as well. And if you're not, you freaking need to, because it's going to uplift you and it's going to make you feel good. Another show that I am watching and loving is Grand Crew, and that is an NBC show, and I watch it on Hulu. You can find it on Hulu, and it is just, it's a really funny show about a group of friends in LA, and it's a Black show, group of Black friends, and it's just fucking hilarious, and it's growing on me. The more I watch it, the more I like it, and Nicole Byer is in it from Nailed It, and it's just like really funny. He's got a lot of like physical comedy. And I'm really enjoying it because I think it's just really cool to see these shows showing different types of Black people from what we've seen on TV. I feel like the Grand Crew, like, they're not quite as cool or like polished as like Insecure, but they're like almost there. But it's just hilarious. And yeah, like I said, like the first episode, I was like, yeah, I think we might got something here. But now the more I watch it, it's really hilarious. And it's like our age group. Like to see, I don't want to go as far as to be like, it's the Black friends because it's its own thing. But I would say of all the shows that it's kind of comparable to Friends. It's like that sense of humor, that kind of like group comedy. But it's just really cool to see Black shows like this getting made. And, you know, like they're young professionals. And so it's just like, just really awesome to see the Black sitcom evolving. I don't know many other shows where the Black people hang out at a wine bar, but in real life, that is a huge scene. And I just, it's cool. It's cool that they're capturing that. Okay, guys, me and everybody else have also been watching Euphoria. I just got into Euphoria about a few weeks ago. I don't know how long. I just recently got in, like, as the new season came. And I'm on board now. I was really hesitant. And I don't know exactly why I was hesitant. I was kind of skeptical, which I don't know why I was skeptical, because you can always trust HBO. But I'm really loving Euphoria. I'm in it. I love all the things, you know, everybody else loves about it. But for me, Euphoria also masters tone. Like, They set tone so well, especially that first season with like the soundtrack and just the cinematography, everything, the tone and like the, you know, the anxiety that it's building. And people talk about how it's uncomfortable and it makes them, and it's like, yeah, that's all intentional. I feel like Euphoria is very intentional and it's working on me. Not to mention, you know, beautiful cast, but Zendaya is really out here acting for her life. And it's thrilling to watch. It's thrilling to see Zendaya be a lead, you know, to see. I mean, she's, you know, not that Zendaya has ever had like a bad career or anything like that. She's always had a successful career. But it's just really cool to see that that's now what a leading lady on HBO looks like. Ugh, I love it. I love it. I love Zendaya. I'm here for all the good stuff happening to Zendaya. And of course, you guys know you can find Euphoria on HBO Max. The second season just recently ended, so you can catch up. You can watch your two seasons. I think I watched that first season in one day, so I think you guys will be able to do the same. You can catch up very quickly if you haven't started Euphoria. Okay, guys, the next show I'm mentioning is some more wonderful trash reality TV. I'm obsessed with Summer House, which comes on Bravo. Summer House is literally like, well, now it's a little more diverse, but go back to first season, it's literally just like some white people who get a house together in the Hamptons every summer, and it shows their little summer, you know, they live in New York City and they go to the Summer House for the weekends, and it's just that. But now it's gotten more diverse, like, you know, they've thrown in like, you know, a few friends of color. This show is like, it's a very solid reality show. It gives you a little bit of everything you need, constant drama. There's even, you know, like some physical fights in at some point. It delivers as far as the things you need from a reality show. Yeah, it's just fucking, it's just a bunch of obnoxious white people with money, like drinking way too much in the summer and partying and getting drunk and having fights and sleeping with each other. That's what it is. It's good, simple reality TV. And they even had a spinoff, Winter House. I also recommend Winter House, but Summer House is good. Every season is different, and I think every season gets better. And the show changes a lot from like first season to, I started watching the last season. I had to go back and watch it through. But I really recommend Summer House if you're into Bravo shows. You can find it on Bravo. You can find it on Peacock. This is another one you can binge and catch up on a weekend. If you just want some mindless stuff that's not going to make you like, I think that the benefit, you know, like people use trash reality TV as an escape. And this is a really good one. This is like one of my most recommended trash reality shows. I really need to do an episode just on Bravo shows, y'all, because I love them and I'm constantly watching them. And there's like a really good variety of shows on Bravo. So you know what? That episode is coming soon. Okay, guys, something else I've been watching is The Dropout on Hulu. Okay, so The Dropout is a series and it's based on Elizabeth Holmes, the creator of Theranos. It's her story. And this series is based on the podcast, The Dropout, which comes on Spotify. I also highly recommend the podcast. It's amazing. It breaks it all down. And I am very much enjoying this show. Amanda Seyfried is playing Elizabeth Holmes, and she's one of my favorite actresses. You know, she's from Big Love. She's in Jennifer's Body, in case you guys don't know who she is. But she's just such a terrific actress. She really disappears into characters. And she's done it again with Elizabeth Holmes. She's not making her likable, but she's making me understand her. Which is, you know, that's what acting is. Acting is taking someone unlikable and making them real and relatable. You know, I'm a really big fan of hers. I think she's one of the greatest actors of our generation. I throw that out there a lot, but there's a lot of fucking great actors of our generation. I am really, really loving this. I'm on episode 3, so I'm like right in the middle of it. And I chose to talk about this over Inventing Anna, which is on Netflix, mainly for the reason that I think Inventing Anna is really trying to make us feel sympathetic towards that fucking bitch, towards Anna, sorry for calling her that, towards her. It makes it, you know, in the end, I feel like that show tried to garner sympathy for her, and it tried to make the characters in the show sympathetic for her too. And I don't see that with The Dropout. I don't see them trying to make us like her. I see them painting a real picture of a person, and I appreciate it. The acting is awesome. It takes the story, which, you know, there's a lot of medical stuff, tech stuff. So it's stuff that goes over most of our heads, and it's like breaking it down. And the podcast does the same thing. I'm going to do another episode about podcasts I'm listening to, but I'll just, you know, give you a little preview. This will probably be on it. The Dropout is really good, and it's just a very interesting story. And like I said, I think it's, I like what they're doing. They're being realistic about it. It's not a pretty picture they're painting. They're not trying to make us, you know, be on her side. They're just showing us who she is. And I'm excited to see how they wrap up this series and how it goes. The next show I'm watching. Okay, y'all, this one was kind of a surprise to me. And so that is Peacemaker on HBO Max. And I'm not too ashamed to say it has brought back my John Cena crush full freaking blown. I used to like be obsessed with him, and then I got over it because he was like, you know, overexposed, or, you know, we see him everywhere. But Peacemaker has been like, all right, mainly because he's in his underwear half of the show. But y'all, I am not up on like DC, Marvel. See, I have to even remember, okay, this is DC, yeah. I'm not really up on that stuff. I'd say I'm adjacent to it. Like, my boyfriend is very into comic stuff, and a lot of my friends are all into it. And of course I have an awareness of it, but I do not watch many like shows. Like, I don't really get into it. I'm not really into that genre that much, but I gave this a go and it's amazing. It's hilarious. It's super violent, super vulgar. is all that. And it has heart too, though. It's got an amazing, fun, diverse cast. We have Danielle Brooks really turning out a very special performance in this series. And they all work together very well. They play off each other really well. And I think, you know, we're touching on some themes here. We're touching on some themes of like masculinity. We're touching on like father-son relationship. We're touching on, you know, your whole belief systems being challenged and shattered. So I think this show is obviously amazing at like the humor, the fight scenes. Like I said, it's very raunchy and it does all that very well. But then it also takes you very quickly to, you know, dark to a dark place very quickly, and to like sentimental things very quickly. And it does it very believably. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm a little behind, but I've watched at least half the season, but I need to finish that and catch up. But, you know, my boyfriend got me watching that one, and I do have to say I love it. Guys, I am really loving this solo recording. Of course, y'all know I'm a people person. I'm a friend person. I love recording with my friends, but this is really fun. This is really nice. I was up bright and early at like 7 o'clock. I had my coffee. I had breakfast today. I'm feeling good in the neighborhood. Had my creative coaching session. Yeah, I'm having, you know, a lot of ups and downs these last 3 weeks, but it's all about what you make of the day, and we're making today a good one. Okay, I got another random one for y'all. I have been enjoying this show, and that show is Judge Steve Harvey. Y'all heard me correctly. Judge Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey got his own show where he is, it's a court show. And I mean, of course, they make it clear like he's not an actual judge, but whatever. When I first heard about this, I was like, this is fucking stupid. This is dumb. But you know what? Like every other Steve Harvey show, it's hilarious. He's amazing. And this show is actually very touching. I think there was like 6 episodes of it. The show comes on ABC. They're at a hiatus right now, so I'm not sure when the new episodes are coming. But it's an ABC show. You can watch it on Hulu. And it's hilarious. You know, when you think about court shows, you know, you think about, you know, staying home from school, sick, watching them in the middle of the day. You think about, you know, being at your grandma's house. So it's just like a fun feeling watching these shows, and they're so hilarious. And this one is no different. It's very funny. It has, you know, we all love Steve for his, you know, his candid responses. And it also, I'm not fucking bullshitting y'all, I cried on half the episode. Like, it has very touching moments, very genuine interactions, and, you know, like, Steve gets involved and helps people at times. But this is just a very delightful little fun show to sprinkle in, and I keep telling people about it. I think it's worth the watch, y'all. It's a very quick watch, but it's worth the watch. I'm actually very sad I don't have no more new episodes. All right, guys, something else I've been watching that I should have fucking been watching from the beginning. My boyfriend got me on Trailer Park Boys. I'm obsessed. I really don't know much to say about it, but because if it's your thing, it's your thing. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing, but it's on Netflix. I'm sure a lot of you already watch it. If you don't watch Trailer Park Boys, let's see. If you appreciate, I don't even fucking know. Super hilarious. A lot of talk about weed, which, you know, is like my favorite. But I just can't express how funny Trailer Park Boys is. It makes me like, it makes me sob laughing. Like, it is so, so, so funny. And of course, that can be found on Netflix, and you can find Trailer Park Boys. You can find, like, there's different, they have different movies they made, different series. There's an animated series. There's basically so much material, but it is worth starting if you've wondered if you should. Okay, that brings me to the last thing on my list, and that is 6 Feet Under. That is the series from HBO, you know, the old series. I believe they said it was on from 2001 to 2005, and it's on HBO Max. You can also find it on Amazon Prime, but it's about a family who owns a funeral home. And y'all, this show is just, it's just a very special time in my life to be watching it. And I've always been told that this show has the best ending of all time. And I'm getting closer to that. But I'm really enjoying it so far. And every episode starts with a different death. And, you know, the person who dies gets brought to the funeral home. But it's just touching on so many things. And it's helping me get through loss. I lost my godmother a couple years ago. And I actually just lost my grandfather last week. So watching this show, it's like every episode is a life lesson. Every episode, every single episode is so important, so deep, so beautiful. And of course, it has all the things we love HBO for, you know, like sex, drugs, violence. It has a little of all that. But it's just like such good writing, such good acting, very good characters. And I am so ready to see this ending, y'all. I am so excited. And I'm sure I'll do an episode just about this show because I'm in love with it. So there we go, guys. That's 10 things for you to get into if you don't know what to watch next. I'll list those again for y'all. And again, these are not in any order. And so we have the Reacting to the Hills. That's on YouTube. That's the Whitney Port series on YouTube with her husband. Grand Crew, NBC or Hulu. You can find those. Abbott Elementary, that's on ABC or Hulu. Euphoria is on HBO Max. The Dropout is on Hulu. Summer House can be found on Bravo or Peacock. Peacemaker is an HBO Max show. Judge Steve Harvey is an ABC show. It can be found on Hulu. 6 Feet Under is an HBO Max show. And Trailer Park Boys, you can find all of those on Netflix. So I hope this has, you know, helped you guys. You know me, I am constantly watching something, constantly getting new shows, constantly exploring old shows. And I guess this actually turned out to be all shows rather than movies. So I'm going to be recording an episode also on the Oscar nominations coming out. I'll cover all the best pictures. So that'll be some advice for some movies you guys can watch next. I hope this has helped some. And again, you can find Real Good with Sarah Luke on Instagram. You can go to SarahLuke25 on Instagram as well. That's my personal page. Both pages will lead you to the website. And you can, you know, get some more information about the podcast. Again, I have my Patreon coming soon. You can always donate to my Venmo. Please hit me up if you want to talk about the show, if you want to talk about anything. I believe on Spotify there is also a feature to leave there's a feature on Anchor to leave a voicemail. So if you feel so called to do that, please do. I'm really enjoying the show. I love doing this for y'all. I mostly do it for fun. I would really love for this to be my living. So if you want to help me out with that, sure. And again, if you just want to talk to me about the show, about some topics that should be on, if you are dying to be a guest, please hit me up. Let me know what you think. Thank y'all so much. It's really exciting to start a second season of this show, and I'm so freaking excited for the things to come. Thank you so much.